Kane's Fishing and Hunting Show on the all-new Kane 107.5. Hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Good morning and welcome to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins. Morning, Rick.
Good morning, Tony.
Anyway, for our weekly fishing and hunting show, and welcome to Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. And as always, the purpose of this show is to keep our listeners updated with fishing and the hunting in the area, along with Louisiana and stories around the USA and the world. And Rick, each Friday, these are the fine people, the reason we're here.
You're right, Tony. We've got to thank Alamo Hydraulics, Doyle's Heating and Cooling, Home Run Pizza, and Raging Cajun Seasonings and Foods.
And if you'd like to give us a call, of course, the number is 337-367-1240. You can listen to us online also at www.kane1240.com, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world, literally. If you have an Alexa, just say, "Alexa, play Kane 1240. You can pick up our show on any accessible internet device. And we're live here at the studios of Kane Radio, 107 West Main Street, next to Victor's Cafeteria in downtown New Iberia, which is open. And Rick, as always, we open the show with freshwater, saltwater fishing. What you got?
Tony, we took a little trip to Sherrington last weekend. And when we pulled up, the parking lot was just about full, so that tells you that they're catching fish.
Oh, yes.
And they were. And we did, like I told you earlier, we had to work for them, but we did well. And I seen a lot of sockeye caught, but now the basin has jumped. You know, it's coming up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming up even more than what they projected. So, but we had a good trip. We caught most of them, Tony, on spinner baits, just slow rolling the spinner bait around cypress trees. And we had a good trip. Now, we'll probably be getting a call from Mike here in a little while. I think they had their tournament Wednesday night out of Lake Martin.
That's right.
I don't know what, you know, I didn't hear what who did what, but hopefully they caught a few fish. But, yeah, the sockeye were biting, Tony, and I seen some good catches, you know.
Speaking of
right on cue,
calls,
huh? Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Good morning. You're on the air with Fishing and Hunting Show.
Good morning, Mike.
How hey, Mike, good morning. How are you? So how'd things go Wednesday out there at Lake Martin?
Oh, interesting.
All right, we're ready.
The weather, of course, you know, that morning it blew through.
Well, that's
Lake
true.
Martin, which, but in the afternoon it got strange. The wind started blowing really hard.
Yeah,
like
it 30, did.
35.
Yeah.
But we did have 21 boats.
Oh, good.
Very good turnout. Third place, myself and O'Brien, we had two fish for 616.
All right.
And then second place was John Gordon and his son, Owen. They had three fish for 709. And then first place was Troy Ami and Craig Duval. They had two fish for 1108, and he had a 922.
Whoa. For the big boy, huh? Big boy.
Oh, yeah. He took everything. He almost took home $500.
Oh, so wow.
That was a beautiful fish.
You're right. How was the water out there? Excuse me, cut me off.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, good. Good.
We had three fish probably over five, and then we had one pushing five, and then we had that 922. So, I mean, that was – and believe it or not, those fish are still spawning over there. So.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's probably with the new moon coming up, Mike. That's probably the second go around. Yep, you're right.
Yeah, that's what I would think. But surprisingly, all those fish were you know, still had eggs in them.
Oh yeah, and with that, of course, with the wind, it you have to anchor down and you are being pushed around.
You just got on the side of the lake where it wasn't blowing. So,
okay.
But no, there was some fish caught. And the next one in 2 weeks is back at Marshfield.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Yeah,
so
24.
So pleased with everything. Everything went well with 21 boats.
Oh, yeah.
So things are looking up. So another 2 weeks we'll hear from you. You said you're going to be out of Marshfield. So interesting.
Yes,
so with that, hopefully they don't catch all the fish at the big bass tournament.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the 27th.
Right. Y'all have a good day.
Y'all too. Have a nice weekend, Mike. Thanks for calling in as always. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Do you know, Tony, each year, Mikey can tell you also, Lake Martin, you hear of at least two or three big fish. You know what I'm saying? I think a couple of years ago they had one almost 11 caught, and the year before that a 10, and then now a 9. So, you know, close to double digits. And if you hit – you got to fish that little lake right, which they hit it just right, you know, with the weather. Well, not say the wind, but so much, you know, before it gets too warm. because you know, early in the years, what I'm trying to say, Lake Martin is pretty good fishery.
And Lake Martin, like the other lakes, Dotrieve and Force Point, a shallow lake.
Yeah, it's shallow.
You know, so with that, yeah. a 9.22 yeah. Pound bass.
See, it's like we went to Caney, Tony, 3 weeks ago. The deepest part of Caney, believe it or not, 15 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You wouldn't believe that. It's a shallow, a little reservoir.
Well, yep. The same thing holds for Spanish Lake, too. Yeah. The deepest part of it is probably
over
near
the pumps.
Yep,
that's right.
That's right on that side. Other than that lake, I don't know, 3 or 4 feet.
See, the same thing with Spanish Lake. After probably around May or June, it starts slacking up. Now, you catch catfish and everything, but as far as your game fish, you know.
Anyway, interested. Anyway, Rick, of course, you went out recently, as you mentioned. I think you said Sherrington.
Yeah.
What's working for you right now?
We were slow rolling spinner baits around the cypress trees and at the end of the willow trees. And just like Mike said, those fish also, they're still spawning, you know. We didn't catch nothing real big. What we had was like 4, 4.5. But no, we did, excuse me, we did well, but we had to work for them, like I told you. And I did see a lot of sockeye fishermen. They was catching them, you know. Nothing big, but about the size of your hand.
Okay,
but,
all right.
I watched one guy, he pulled up to one stump, and he came up with 4 right quick. Like.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So they're out there. If you want to go fishing, what would you suggest if they head to one of the lakes here, Dotrieve, Force Point, what would you suggest they bring out in that area?
Well, probably about the same thing. It's that time of year, you know, maybe a fish Senko, something slow, or a fluke, depending on the clarity of the water. I hadn't been to the lake in a while, and you know, now the duck hunting and everything's over, and brim fishing's coming up, so it won't be long. I'll be taking a trip to the lake.
Okay, for that. No, so interesting, yep. Too. Of course, the weather's supposed to be really nice this weekend.
Yes,
so
yep.
For a change, people getting out, temperature's going to be not too bad with that. So it'll be cool in the mornings for a couple more mornings. So
hope it's not too windy.
Yeah, and then the big thing, you know, like we were looking at it earlier, the river stage at Butte La Rose, wow.
Yeah.
It, right now, as of 6 o'clock this morning, it was just a shade below 10 feet.
Yeah.
But it's looking to rocket up in the next 10 days or so, 12 days, yeah. Getting up to 14.3.
Well, that's going to shut your fishing down, Tony, besides your pullovers, you know. And it's just rising. You can see, like you said, it's spiking up. You know, that's just too much influx of water. Because you have the muddy water coming in, and it's just too much. You know, when it jumps from anywhere from, it was around 7, 8 feet. I mean, it's almost doubling of what it was, you know.
Oh, you're right about that. So, we'll see what's going to transpire with that.
Oh, yeah. It's got to come back down sooner or later.
I agree. I concur. So, with that, but still, you know, I wonder if it's going to hamper the big bass tournament on the 27th, too.
No, it shouldn't. You're talking about the one in the lake, right?
Yeah.
No, that won't bother the
Should
lake.
Should be all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
With that, anyway, too, Rick, you know, if every year it's Red Snapper Day come next Monday, baby.
Yeah. That's the earliest ever, huh?
It's the earliest in the last few years, too, I do believe, with that. Here, of course, April 15th for a lot of people is not Red Snapper Day. It's tax day. And they, you know, got to get your taxes in and report. But anyway, the opening day is some 6 weeks earlier than those since the first nightmarish years when federal regulations imposed a lot of the much reduced seasons with that. But they were starting a 4 fish a day limit.
Okay.
And the season is open all year until the state fisheries or the commissioner determined that we've reached our quota, which this year is 934,587 pounds, and there are regulations you must know to take to Louisiana's offshore waters to pursue that fish, that red snapper. So recreationally caught red snapper must measure at least 16 inches long to be a keeper.
Yep.
Know your species, you know, notably the difference between a red snapper and a blackfin snapper, and they look alike except the blackfin cord has those black dots on them.
Right.
Anyway, on its pectoral fins. Meanwhile, the state's management limit is 4 red snapper. You can keep as many as 10 blackfin snapper in an aggregate, and go to the Gulf Council website to find out more about that. Also, number 3, the new regulation went into effect in January of 2022, requiring all commercial and recreational boats to have a venting tool or a descending device rigged and ready to use when fishing for reef fish in the Gulf of Mexico federal waters. Other rules demand that the use of the non-stainless steel hooks and the use of dehooking tools. And Return Them Right, based in Florida, has released devices for recreational fishermen and videos and how to apply the release reef fish. You can search for the group's website, all the details. Meanwhile, number four, recreational offshore fishermen targeting red snapper and other reef fish must have that fee-free recreational offshore landing permit, that ROLP, along with its age requires the state basic and saltwater fishing licenses. And you can get a permit from the Wildlife and Fisheries. Just go online, and when registered, you can save on an electronic copy on your mobile phone or your print copy. You must carry it along with the licenses on your person and on your offshore trip. And if you're on a charter trip, only the charter skipper needs to have the ROLP, and make sure your charter skipper will be allowed to fish in the state waters. Some charters have federal permits which allow them to fish only in the federal waters. And if you're planning to fish in Alabama, know that the state's red snapper season opens May 24th, Friday through Monday sessions, and two fish daily limit with a 16-inch minimum limit. So
check it out.
That's right. But four fish here in Louisiana, so yeah. Pretty neat, Rick.
That tells you that, it should be doing well. You know, the fishery's doing a lot better.
Yeah, with that. So, and as we've kind of mentioned a little bit earlier, too, about the Jackie Savoy Memorial Big Bass Classic. I was teasing Mike about that. Hopefully they leave some fish for him. But they fish, I do believe, the Wednesday before the Jackie Savoy with that, Rick. And that should be in your notes there with that.
I see it.
Anyway, of course, the Jackie Savoy Memorial Big Bass Classic they want to grow that thing again, you know, with the COVID hurt it a little bit too, knocked it back.
Right.
And the Acadiana anglers, bass anglers will compete for the hourly big bass prizes. And you know, they pay out, for those prizes too, Rick. Entry fee is $150 per boat, with a guaranteed $4,000 going to the three biggest bass each hour. That's 250, 150, and 100 and 2000 for the first, second, and third place finishes in the biggest, limit division. So, and also a point of information too, and emphasize that the bass angler part of the popular fundraiser also aid to the experience with, they're gonna have live bands, cook off. They're trying to grow it a lot more, Rick, you know that. But it's really kind of strategic too.
It is.
You know, wondering with what's the big bass at that time limit when you come in each hour. And then, you know, they have now the bass, I think the five bass limit too in that. So you can't use your big bass for the hour in your bass limit.
Yeah.
So
1 year when I fished it, Tony, it got down to 30 seconds to making a decision.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Yeah, to get in there with your bass. So with that, you know, if you pull in a nice bass and get in on the right hour, man, you have your fee paid at least. Of course, you still have gasoline and other items on your boat. With that, you've got expenses on. But in the meantime, interesting tournament. They're trying to promote it, get it back to where it was when, I think at times, 70, 80, 100 boats.
Almost. With that. Yep, so, around that, right.
Anyway, folks, you're a fisherman. You're competitive. Want to get in there and fish for that 250, 150, 100 break and the five bass limit. So, with that, bands, a lot of entertainment, auctions.
I was fixing to say, they usually have an auction, Tony.
Yeah, you know, live auction and with that, that's right, in a silent. So, anyway, it's just a good time, and it's a great cause for that. The benefits go to the Lydia Cancer Society and the Acadiana Hope for Cause. So, anyway, of course, the tournament's for the late Jackie Savoy, Jacqueline Savoy, T's wife, who was diagnosed with cancer back in 2017, and she passed away a little over 3 years ago, and they named the tournament after in February of 2021. And anyway, if you're going to want to go out there and fish and have some fun, I advise you. It's a good time and all. So with that, out at Marshfield, April the
27th.
A crack early in the morning, too, but they get going a lot earlier than that, Rick, for that particular tournament out there. So just a lot of fun for people if you want to get out there and fish and have a good time. Meanwhile, you know, one of our young guns here in the New Iberia area, with that, the bass fisherman, Neville, he just, man, he just, Hunter came just an eyelash of doing well in one of those big tournaments. He just fell short in day three of the regional on the Arkansas River. 21-year-old bass fisherman from Lorville, Hunter Neville, accomplished on the regional and national stage in both high school. You remember him winning state championships and then playing in fishing in bigger tournaments with that. And he went up there in the 2024, the BASS National Qualifier at Arkansas River, out there on Three Forks Harbor in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Instead, Hunter opted to make a long run south on a windy day to an area he had most confidence in after 4 days of practice. That's a Robert S. Carr Reservoir. And with that, he had something on his Facebook page after he weighed in on April 3rd, and Neville wrote that, "Had us rally it today and brought home a 16.5 that jumped us from 102nd to 22nd in the tournament. Unfortunately, only the top 20 fishermen make the cut, and he didn't qualify for the Nationals. Made a terrible decision to make a long, rough run day one and wasted most of my day losing good fish that could have saved my day at the end of the day." So, Hunter, you know, still young, 21.
Oh, yeah.
He's an up-and-comer, Rick.
Yep.
You know, we've had him on this show once back, and I think he was a student at Highland Baptist, I think, if my memory serves me correctly.
Yes, you're right. Yep.
And give him a little plug there.
Hunter's out of Lorville, good fisherman, and he'll do well. He'll pick up the pace.
No, I think so. Hunter said his go-to artificial lure during the bass tournament, national tournament, was the Delta Lures Thunder Jig.
Yeah, good bait.
Yep, either a white or green pumpkin model. He said on the back of the white trailer, he used a white Cajun Lures Kraken Craw on a green pumpkin and a watermelon red Cajun Lures Kraken Craw. And another Lorville native who enjoyed the banner year locally statewide last year, fished in Team Louisiana at the Arkansas River, was Michael Louvier of Generette, who finished a lofty eighth in the four qualifying tournaments in 2023. So he logged a fairly good day. One, when he weighed four bass at 10 pounds, 12 ounces, went on out the next game, came back with one bass, a nice size one at 3.6, and a two-day total of 14 pounds, 2 ounces, which left him in 62nd place. So with that, these two young bucks, Ricky, their future is all in front of them right now.
Yeah, they're both good fishermen. I fished with Mikey before.
Yeah, yep. And it just looks like the young guys around here, I know we were nervous. Hopefully we'd see a lot more younger guys get out. But, you know, they've got high school fishing teams in the area, Catholic High, Lorville.
They got a bunch, Tony. Yeah, I said when we was up north, they had 220 boats. That's a lot of, you know. And that's a good thing for the young guys, like you said, to get into to fishing, you know.
Yeah, it really
is. High school and college now is big time.
Oh, it's getting there quick,
too. I told one of my classmates, and I'm going to age myself a little bit. He came, got a pizza yesterday, and I told him, I said, "Terry, I wish we'd have had that back when you and I and Bucky Croson was at NISH, you know, because we all three love to fish, you know."
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, that's it is what it is, but it's come a long way, Tony.
Boy, you're right about that, too.
And it's a good thing. Yeah,
it is a good thing too.
Because Catholic High now is big into it. You know, I'm amazed that NISH doesn't have a team. But you know, anyway.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of, they have a team.
Nope.
But last count, they have approximately 400 high schools in the state of Louisiana, and they were right at 200 fishing teams here in the state of Louisiana. So that ought to tell you something.
And what I understand, all the other states, well, I say the other states like Mississippi and Alabama, they're big time into high school fishing.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. With that. Anyway, also just a little update before we take our first break. A boating education course is going to be offered April 27th, but you know, that's our big bass tournament down here. But if you were born after January 1st, 1984, and you want to operate a boat powered by an engine exceeding 10 horsepower, then you must successfully complete a boating education course. So with that, if you don't have an education course boating certificate, you need to mark your calendar for April 27th, and that's when the Wildlife and Fisheries will offer courses needed to get a boating education certificate. It's the 13th annual Boating Education Lineup Day. Courses will be offered at 11 statewide locations with Wildlife and Fisheries instructors. There is no charge. A lunch will be provided, and there's the promise of door prizes. The reason for this early publication is courses fill quickly, and classes fill on first-come, first-served basis. And the locations in south-central and southeast Louisiana parishes include I don't see many people driving to Plaquemine or West Wego. But in the Lafayette area, it's out there in the Louisiana Department of Wildlife office at 200 Dulles Road in Lafayette. Elsewhere in this area, in Houma, there's a Terrebonne Parish Rifle Range, Di Milton Terrio Court in Houma. Also, some other courses up in there's other courses will be offered in Lake Charles. I don't think they have a date yet. I don't know if it's April 27th. You could probably register for specific times and go to the agency's website at the wlf.louisiana.gov slash page love boater hyphen education. Then click on the link for find a course near you. Topics include boat classification, hulls, engines, legal and equipment requirements, along with navigation rules and charts, trailering, sailboats, canoeing, and personal watercraft. So think that's something a youngster...
You know, Tony, I always, and I'm sorry for cutting you off, I always wanted to go to one of those classes, and one of these days I want to...
Learn a little bit, see what they
promote. To see what it, you know, see what it's all about.
Yeah, and you believe it or not, I would be surprised you learn a little something.
Just to go sit in.
That's right. Yeah. I agree with you.
Because hey, you believe it or not, a lot of bass fishermen in this town doesn't know what you need to carry in your boat.
That's
I'm
right.
telling you.
I agree with you.
I would bet on that.
Oh yeah, just the little things like maybe a paddle or
a whistle.
That's right.
Who would have thought? I don't need no whistle bass fishing.
Yeah, it's just
to say.
Just the little things too, and always you need to check those personal flotation devices too, especially with age and whether they're sufficient enough.
You remember when he was in here and he said if you got a little tear on it. He said that's borderline. They could write you a ticket or, you need to replace it. But anyway, just to say, it would be an interesting class. I would like just to go sit in on it. You know?
Yeah, you're right about that. So we'll see. But anyway, go to the website, see what's up. And you younger people born after 84. So that's people 40 years old now, you know. And you need.
Well, it's a good class, Tony, because every year we have so many boating accidents. It's a shame, you know. Yeah.
I'd like to know how many young people who drive a 200 motor engine or whatever doesn't have one of these certificates too. And
taking a chance.
That's right. That is correct. Anyway, time to take our first break here on Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
Discover Ragin' Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning, and Ragin' Cajun Foods' delicious lines of seasoned red beans, white beans, black-eyed peas, sweet jalapeno relish, Ragin' Cajun roux, rice dressing, gumbo, jambalaya, etouffee, shrimp and grits, seafood bisque, and the new Ragin' Cajun stovetop shrimp boil, gator rub, and sizzling steak seasoning. Ragin' Cajun, the original recipes have been handcrafted here in Acadiana since 1985. Folks, ask them for that Ragin' Cajun. Save bomb!
Everyone loves pizza, and everyone loves a home run. Put them together, and you have Home Run Pizza. And yes, right here in New Iberia, located at 3816 East Old Spanish Trail, it's New Iberia's newest takeout pizza, and delivery is available. Dough is made fresh each day, and you get an assortment of toppings. Try the Grand Slam, the Double Play, or Mr. Meaty. They're all home runs at Home Run Pizza. 256-5783. That's 256-5783.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Kane Fishing and Hunting Show.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511. License number 6286.
Hi, this is Boxcar Bajero inviting you to join me and PGA golf professional Teddy Sliman for Chip Shots. Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll take an in-depth look at the local, state, and national golf scenes. And we invite you to chip in with your calls at 367-1240.
Chip Shots is sponsored by GolfBalls.com and our local golf clubs, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, and Sugar Oak.
So let's make a tee time for 5 p.m. on Mondays for Chip Shots on Kane. Stream us live on Kane1240.com and catch the podcast the next day.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5, AM 1240, and streaming at Kane1240.com.
Welcome back to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. Tony Landry and Wiki Ricky Watkins here. Of course, I saw this, and I wouldn't, but I'm familiar with the snail that is causing a lot of problems here around the state of Louisiana. And this new bird that wails like a banshee eats the pesky nuisance that's saving our crops. And it's not a colorful or elegant bird, nor does it sing or anything. Could be described as pleasant. But its feathers are drab, its beak droopy, and its long-legged gait is so gimpy that it's cursed with one of the most disparaging names in all of birddom. It's called a limpkin. Its appearance in Louisiana a few years ago was a cause for celebration, and it's because the gangly, shrieking bird from Florida is the mortal enemy of the foreign snail that's been wreaking havoc in Louisiana's farms and wetlands. And one of these Nickel State scientists recently completed the first Louisiana limpkin population census. She counted about 164 limpkins in the Terrebonne, Lafourche, St. Mary parishes, and it's a small snapshot of bird numbers, but it's a clear indication the birds aren't just visiting. And it really looks like limpkins are looking for a fold here with that, as one of the other Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries stated. And it's possible we have some birds wandering around, and what happened on Terrebonne, Lafourche. It's against the apple snails, Rick, and I don't see how invasive you may see them or come across them.
I've never seen
fishing. So with that, it's basically, it's a big growing number of these birds, and they basically, this snail is just can get into anything, and they're causing some problems in crawfish and rice paddies, crawfish ponds and all that. It's the bird's native to South America. The apple snail arrived in Louisiana likely as an aquarium escapee several years ahead of the limpkins, and they show are they're a baseball-sized gastropod. They've managed to overpopulate the waterways across the state, eating up the plants and provide food and habitat for fish, birds, other wildlife. They also recently started oozing into farms that produce two of Louisiana's favorite foods, as I mentioned, rice and crawfish.
Okay.
And they've consumed an entire crop of some rice fields, and they clog up so many crawfish traps that the farmers have had to halt harvest and drain their ponds early. Limpkins are built for snail hunting, and their long crane-like legs allow them to wade into wetlands where snails congregate, and their long, strong bills have the right side curve that matches the interior contours of a snail's shell. A gap in the bill's end that allows the bird to tweeze out the small, slimy body. So the limpkin gets its name from a limpy gait. Wasn't aware of this, too, and as you mentioned, it's something that you're not aware of. But
nope.
I guess down there in the South Lafourche, West St. Mary, Terrebonne area, it's getting to be an issue. And it's mostly found in tropical climates. Limpkins may be leaving Florida. They were a lot in Florida as the state's apple snail group is starting to decline. And the habitat loss, pollution, whatever abouts. But the first sighting of the limpkin in Louisiana happened about 7 years ago as a snail-infested Lake Buff near Thibodaux. A month later, a bird spotted two more limpkins near the busy road in Houma and touching off a rush. And now the birds are growing in population, hopefully to head that off, that particular animal with that, Rick.
Yeah, it would be a good thing.
I agree with you. And hopefully it'll come down to they kind of cancel out each other with the snails and the birds. So with that, and hopefully. But, you know, if you're a crawfisherman down in that area, you got to deal with all these snails, man.
Yeah.
That's troublesome with that. But in the meantime, with that, Rick, of course, while lumpkins don't appear to have a downside, one of these professors notes that there could be trouble ahead if the birds start eating other critters. And if snails aren't available, lumpkins may dine on the lizards, the frogs, the shellfish, or particular concern of the Louisiana pigtoe and three other native freshwater mussel species that are teetering on the brink of extinction and might make tasty lumpkin treats. But anyway, it doesn't appear that apple snail will fade from Louisiana anytime soon. And even if there's a freeze that kills a lot of them, the apple snail female can lay 500 to 700 eggs at a time, and that's a bunch.
Yep.
And the snails stay below the water surface and aren't often seen, but clusters of their bubblegum pink eggs are hard to miss. So maybe if you can spot some of that, Rick, keep us updated on that.
Yep.
And pollings are just above the water. They've known to wipe out rice fields. You ready? Of 40 acres or more. And at crawfish farms, they're attracted by baits placed in the crawfish traps. So many snails crawled that little room that is left for the crawfish. So anyway, just interesting. I thought our listeners would know about with that. So in the meantime, hopefully we can keep that on top of things and keep the apple snail with our limpkins busy. You know, I mentioned this off the air to you, Rick, the next few moments. Turkey hunting started approximately a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, about.
With that, maybe 10 days. And there were 14 subjects cited for turkey hunting violations on the opening weekend. I don't think they have that many violations with the duck hunters and all with those weekends with that. And Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement agents cited 14 people for allegedly turkey hunting violations during the opening weekend of the 2024 turkey hunting season. And agents cited 36-year-old of Adidas hunting turkeys over a baited area, another one of Clinton hunting for turkeys over a baited area,
yeah.
A juvenile hunting turkeys over a baited area. So in Poplarville, Mississippi, they nailed somebody hunting here. Turkeys without possessing a non-resident turkey license, hunting without a basic hunting license. So all over the place. Out of Lafayette, 59-year-old for hunting turkeys over a baited area in Wynn Parish. Another one, 58, out of Bossier City, hunting turkeys over a baited area in Wynn Parish. So, man, they're out there, Rick. People coming from Arkansas, a 39-year-old hunting turkeys with a non-resident turkey license. Also another 31-year-old out of Lafayette, hunting turkeys over a baited field. 66-year-old out of Albany, Louisiana. 68-year-old out of Houma, 37-year-old out of Farmerville. Man, the agents were busy this particular time. And according to the 2024 turkey regulations, no person shall hunt or take turkeys by the aid of baiting on or over a baited area. And hunters are not allowed to place or expose, deposit, or scatter corn, wheat, or other grain, salt, or other feed to lure turkeys to a hunting area. So with that, also turkey hunters are required to possess a Louisiana basic hunting license, a turkey license, turkey tags. The possession limits on turkey is one gobbler, male turkey, per day and two gobblers per season. Hunting turkeys over a baited area take over the daily and seasonal limit of turkeys, and hunting on their unplugged gun brings a $250 to $500 fine, 90 days in jail, and failing to comply with the turkey tagging regulations, a $350 fine, failing to possess that non-resident basic hunting license, $350 fine for each offense, and intentional concealment of wildlife brings $900 to $950 fine, 120 days in jail. Criminal trespassing carries a $100 fine, $500 up to, and 30 days in jail. So you guys out there hunting turkeys, just to let you know, there's some issues.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, quickly, Rick, tides for this weekend. Today, April the 12th, sunrise was at 6:43, sunset 7:34 in the high and low tide chart. The low tide was at 12:34 this morning. The high tide will be at 9:23 a.m. Tomorrow, Saturday the 13th, sunrise 6:42, sunset 7:34. High and low tide chart. The low tide will be at 1:28 a.m. Saturday morning. High tide will be at 10:48 later on Saturday morning. Sunday the 14th, sunrise 6:41, sunset 7:35. High and low tide chart. The low tide that morning at 2:30 a.m. That Sunday morning, the high tide during the day at 2:25 after right after lunch. Average water temperature in Southwest Pass, Vermilion Bay, we're warming up, Rick. 71 degrees out there.
It's warmer.
So with that, and as always, Rick, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for these fine people.
We got to thank our sponsors, Alamo Hydraulics, Doors Heating and Cooling, Home Run Pizza, and Raging Cajun Seasonings and Foods.